The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord. Morning, everyone. Anyone here know who Saul is? No? Well, I'm asking for who does, not who doesn't. Yes. Not a Saul.
Saul?
Okay. From the first reading.
Oh, no.
Who's Saul?
The guard that didn't, executed Jesus' followers and disciples.
He put into prison Jesus' followers, his disciples, oftentimes putting them to death if he can. What else do we know about Saul? Yes, very good. So that's the last part of his story. The first part is that he's going around trying to be a righteous Jewish man, trying to follow what the priests, the chief priests and everything, the rabbis are telling him to do, and finding the Christians, they said the way, but that was just an early term for Christians, finding people who followed Christ and basically persecuting them, torturing them, putting them to death at times. That's how he started. But how he ended is much more important. Because even though he was putting us to death, the way he ended is monumental. Because the way he ended is a follower of Christ. Scales fell from his eyes so that he could see clearly. He was baptized and brought into the faith. And then became one of the greatest apostles for Jesus Christ. There's a couple of things, though, we can take from this story that we heard in the first reading. The first is that every sinner has a future. So Saul becomes St. Paul, which I think is probably up there somewhere. There you go, St. Paul. Saul, the one who is killing Christians, becomes St. Paul, one of the greatest apostles of Jesus Christ. So every sinner has a future, and every saint has a past. It's lesson one. No matter what we do, there's still a chance for us to become better and become more dedicated to Christ. But the other thing that I wanted to mention today from the readings that we had is there's something almost hidden in the scripture because it's not explicit. Because Christ speaks to Saul. And he says, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" But we know at this point in time, Jesus has already risen from the dead. He's already died and risen. So how is it that Saul could be persecuting Jesus? Because he's not physically there. He's already ascended to heaven. He's all disappeared. It's because the Christians in that time, and even today, are much closer to Christ than we ever were before. When we suffer, Christ suffers with us. When we're persecuted, Christ is persecuted with us. When we're sad, he's sad with us. When we're happy, he's happy with us. He shares every aspect of our life with us if we let him, if we invite him. So we don't do this life alone because we always have Christ. And so those are the two lessons, I guess, things that I wanted to focus on for you guys today. One is, no matter where you start, you can always end a saint. And two, Christ is here with us even now. He shares everything with us if we let him, if we invite him, if we're willing. God bless you.